Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Paul Douglas back with you, DJ producing today. Jordana joining us at 5:45. Can you imagine how frantic it would be having loved ones in Ukraine in the path of danger and trying everything to get them out? I couldn't help but notice that the Defense Secretary of the United States, Lloyd Austin, said, "We want to see Russia weakened to the degree that it can't do the kinds of things it has done in invading Ukraine." He went on to say, the Ukrainians believe they can win. We believe they can win if they have the right equipment, the right support. We're going to do everything we can to ensure that that support gets to them. So Saturday evening, I had a chance to attend a gala for Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities, the amazing things they do on a daily basis, turning lives around. And I met some incredible people. One of them was Lydia Tanoyan, and she is the researcher and project manager for Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. And she's joining us today. Hey, Lydia.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I really wanted to spend more time with you Saturday evening, and I'm so glad your mom was able to join us for this gala dinner. Tell us your mom's name.
Her name is Ruslana Shimonovska.
And how long has she been in the United States?
She came here on March 6th, right a few weeks after the war broke out in Ukraine.
And Lydia, can you take listeners through the ordeal? You explained some of it, and I'm shaking my head to this day with what she had to go through to escape. Can you give us kind of the high-level version of how Mom got out?
Absolutely. We were expecting on the war to break out, and months before it happened, we warned my mom that we need to get her out. She's one of the very few lucky people who actually has a family outside of Ukraine and actually had somewhere to come, which is me, right? Because millions of Ukrainians right now are either in refugee camps or they're staying with strangers who probably can't keep them for very much longer. So we warned my mom that we would like to. We told her, let us get you out while it's still peaceful, when the planes are still flying, when you can still pack your things and bring a few suitcases. But Ukrainian people really couldn't even fathom that something of this proportions, this huge tragedy could even happen. They never thought that smack in the middle of Europe, a country that's a neighboring country that has so much in common in history and language and religion and all of that, you know, cultural ties, could do something like this to another neighboring country, just turned it into rabble. So my mom refused, and then, Russia invaded and attacked, and it was too late. You know, the airplanes were not flying. There was no way to get out. And my mom spent a few, I think a week or so in her friend's cellar. There's no bomb shelters in Ukraine. So it was in a cellar. Then they thought, okay, cellar is not so safe because what if the building is bombed and they're just buried in that cellar? And she was just very tired of getting up in the middle of the night because usually bombings and shelling happens right in the middle of the night. So people can't sleep at all. 24 hours a day, they have to sit in the cellars. A lot of times, hundreds of them packed into this dark place with no electricity, no water, no food, children, you know, elderly people, disabled people. It's very complicated. So she just decided, I'm going to hide in my closet. I'm going to wrap as many clothes around myself as I can. So if, you know, there something happens to the building, at least I'm not injured as much. And then my wonderful church friends in Ukraine, they started this evacuation operation where they would evacuate women and children, but also elderly and disabled to the borders of either Poland or Romania. And when I heard about that, I asked them if they would make room for my mom on the bus, and they surely did. So I told my mom one night, I think it was May 3rd, that I told her I found a bus for her to hop on with other women and children. And that morning at 6 a.m., she had to be there. And a friend of mine drove her to that bus right when the sirens went on and the bombings, you know, the bombs were falling down. She made it on the bus. And, the journey was scary because you don't know what kind of roads you're going to take. Will the roads be also bombed? There were lots of military checkpoints. It took a very long time. And then they made it to the border of Romania. And actually, the whole thing was happening while I was in surgery. So it was really hard because I wanted to keep my hand on the pulse and see where she is on her journey. But I couldn't because I was under the under the drugs. So that was very stressful, a very stressful day of my life, very scary. And they were let out of the bus right on the border of Romania. And my mom told me the crossing of the border was like this cage with metal fence and women and children packed and back-to-back walking for 5 hours in freezing cold Romania in Ukraine to cross the border. But she told me, you know, she was just praying. People were just praying. Children were not crying. Women were not complaining. My mom was probably the only one with no children. A lot of women had 3-4 children with them, some of them nursing children. And they had to stand on their feet and hold those babies for hours and hours to cross the border. And it took 5 hours. I'm very blessed. I have amazing friends in Romania. And we went to school together at Baylor University in Texas. And this friend was willing to drive 6 hours from his house to the border of Romania, wait for my mom for hours, then spot her in the crowd. I sent him a picture how she's supposed to look like. And he picked her up and drove, actually got her a hotel room for that night. So most women and children stayed in this tent, which is also, I know the volunteers set up, Romanian volunteers, and Ukrainian, I guess, set up tents there on the border for women and children to spend the night until people move on. But most of them don't know where they're going to go. They have nowhere to go. They have no family to go to. Nothing waiting for them. So the future for them is scary and bleak. And nothing to come back to because it's turned into rabble. And my mom is just so grateful. She already had a visitor visa to the U.S. because she comes every summer to visit her grandchildren, my kids, and spend time with us. So that's how she was able to enter the United States. So a friend of ours, after spending the night in a hotel, he drove her another 6 hours to Bucharest. And overnight, I had to buy her emergency ticket to fly to Minneapolis. She flew through Amsterdam, and March 6th, she landed. And we picked her up, and it was, you know, full of tears and hard to believe. And she's so grateful to have a family to come to have a home and someone to take care of her. And she's probably one of the very few blessed and lucky people. And she wanted me to share how grateful she is to all American people who welcomed her here. A lot of people were so generous and helped her and, you know, to start off her feet, because she came with nothing. She was allowed only a very small suitcase, some water and some food for that long trip to the border. And a lot of people came through and gave her a gift for, you know, her to cover her ticket and maybe buy a few necessities. You know, we do take care of her as a family, but other people came through and she's very grateful. She wanted me to make sure that I thank American people for their welcoming and for their generosity and kindness.
Well, thank you. And I really appreciate you sharing this story, Lydia. And I'm so happy for you, for your extended family, that she's here and she's safe. She looked great at the event Saturday night. I could see how proud she was of you and and the amazing work you're doing at Union Gospel Mission. But we'll keep her in our prayers, as we do Ukrainians. And thank you for sharing your story and her story on CCO, Lydia.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. So, DJ, the difference, she had a visitor's visa, and that's the only way she could get into the U.S. immediately. And so, wow, one of the lucky ones to get out and be able to come into the U.S. right away.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.